sailing by. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 26th of April. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Dogger 998 expected Denmark 1004 by 1800 Friday. New low expected Seoul 997 by same time. Low 250 miles west of Shannon 1005 expected Fitzroy 998 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sira. Variable, becoming southeasterly in Viking 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Viking. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate until later. Forties, easterly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally southeasterly 5 until later in far northeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in far south of Tyne and far south of Dogger, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far east, German Bight. Rain at first in Tyne, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally easterly or northeasterly 6 in North White and North Portland. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, then becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally easterly or northeasterly 5 later in south. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic in Fitzroy, occasionally 7 later in northwest Trafalgar. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 5 to 7, but mainly easterly or northeasterly in Lundy, perhaps gale 8 later in west Fastnet and east Seoul. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south, showers good. Shannon, Rockall. North or northwest 4 to 6, showers good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northeast 4 to 6, showers good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Variable 2 to 4, showers good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in far western southeast Iceland, and occasionally 7 later in far northern southeast Iceland. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 4, 24 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by east 4, 13 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Wick, southwest by west 1, 24 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest 2, 35 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lucas, north by east 1, 27 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Boomer, north 2, 19 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 3, 1002, now falling. Sandetti, light vessel automatic. North by west 4, 11 miles, 1001. St. Catherine's Point automatic. Northwest 2, 1002, steady. Jersey, west-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Scilly automatic, south by east 2, recent rain, 30 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 1, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Aberporth, west by north 2, 35 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Valley, northeast 1, 22 miles, 1,003, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, east 1, 27 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest 4, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 1,003, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast by north 4, 16 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east-northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a relatively light and often variable flow, will continue through tonight and into Friday, with showers in the north, but rain at times in the south may be heavy. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 3 to 5, veering east or northeast 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly becoming variable, then becoming easterly or northeasterly later 2 to 4. Showers, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5, occasionally 6. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 or 3, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, varying southeasterly later, 2 to 4. Showers later, good. Isle of Man. Northeast, 3 or 4, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable mainly east or northeast, backing north later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable mainly easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers mainly fair later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing variable 3 or less later. Showers good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers good. Shetland Isles, north or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Brand new drama based on Rosamund Pilcher's best-selling novel.
Not trying to revive old memories, are you?
It'll be good for me. It'll make me young again.
Reflection and romance.
To be with the one you want. I don't think it happens very often.
And greed that could tear a family apart.
What about your father's pictures? The Shell Seekers?
I do think you should sell them.
I'm wary of you and your schemes and desires. I've lived through it all with your father and I'm not about to start again.
The Shell Seekers on BBC Radio 4.
I didn't know such a work existed.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
And it's a great production, highly recommended. Now on BBC Radio 4, we're about to hang up our headphones for a few hours and hand over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service. They're standing by with news and business matters. Over on our sister station in a moment, the great actor Bernard Hepton stars as the veteran detective Bill Galbraith in Robert Barr's thriller serial Galbraith and the Midas Touch. And tonight, Bill's on the trail of a missing person. Does the river hold any clues? Then at 1:30, could there be another case for Miss Marple to tackle? June Whitfield and Ian Lavender head the cast in A Murder Is Announced. Radio 4's new day will begin at 5:20 with a shipping forecast, followed by a comprehensive roundup of the news, papers, business and sport in news briefing. Then at 5:45, how a tree nursery has managed to combat the adverse weather conditions in farming today. This is Chris Aldridge, and on behalf of everyone here at Broadcasting House, thank you very much for your company, and do have a peaceful night, won't you? From all of us here, good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Washington and Hong Kong. Coming up on the programme, disappointment at the US economy's sluggish growth in the first part of the year, while inflation there stays stubbornly above 3%. Also, dealing with the threat of misinformation in Arizona, how a businessman in Haiti copes with gang violence and the collapse of government, the business of modest fashion. And it's got much of America on tenterhooks. But what on earth is the NFL draft?
What's about to start is a three-day event. There are seven rounds. We have 32 teams in the NFL, and every team has the ability to pick throughout these rounds.
That's Business Matters after the news.
Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. A majority of US Supreme Court justices have cast doubt on Donald Trump's assertion that as a former US president, he should enjoy complete immunity from criminal prosecution for any action taken while in office. However, most of the conservative justices appeared to accept the possibility of some limited form of immunity. Their ruling is expected in June. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
The Supreme Court's never been asked this question, does a president have immunity from criminal prosecution? So that is a huge question. There's no straightforward answer to it in the Constitution itself. There's no clause that says no criminal prosecutions against presidents ever. But there are areas in which there are protections for the president, and there's practice and procedure that has developed over the years. So it is a complicated case with various different layers, but this is really brand new legal territory.
The US military has started building a floating pier off the coast of Gaza that will be used to boost humanitarian aid deliveries. The pier will be used to transfer supplies from ships to smaller vessels. A temporary causeway is also planned. James Reed has this report.
The plan to build a floating platform for aid deliveries to Gaza was first announced by President Biden in March. It's part of an international effort to avert famine after more than 6 months of war. The temporary port is expected to be operational by early next month. US officials say it will allow the delivery of more than 100 truckloads a day. American personnel will remain offshore, and the Israeli military has said it will provide security. Israel has increased aid deliveries by land in recent weeks, but the UN says far more is required to prevent famine, particularly in northern Gaza.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it's not too late for Ukraine to prevail against Russian aggression, welcoming the new military aid package.